When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtime's a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Every fall, the seasonal flu rears its ugly head. In 2019, about 38 million people in the United States alone got sick with the flu, and 22,000 died, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC. The best way to protect yourself from getting sick each year is by getting one of that year's formulations of the influenza vaccine, either the flu shot or the nasal spray flu vaccine. But if you're allergic to eggs, you might have been cautioned against it. But why eggs? Well, the most common way flu vaccines are made is via an egg-based manufacturing process. Basically, the way these vaccines are made is that, first, scientists around the world work together to identify which mutations or genetic strains of the flu are likely to have the most impact in the coming year. Then, researchers use chicken eggs as a medium in which to grow, or rather replicate, a whole bunch of those viruses. This actually requires an extra step. You see, eggs are an inexpensive and effective medium for virus replication in general. But most strains of the flu that are potentially dangerous to humans aren't that good at growing in eggs. So researchers develop special strains of the dangerous strains that are called candidate vaccine viruses, or CVVs. CVVs have a lot in common with the original danger strains, but are also good at replicating inside of chicken eggs. One way that scientists create CVVs is by injecting eggs with both one of those strains of the flu identified as potentially dangerous and also a strain that's good at growing in eggs. The two strains will sort of mix and match genetically, and the scientists can then select CVVs that have both properties. Once you have your CVV, scientists inject them into new chicken eggs and leave them to incubate for several days. This allows the virus to replicate. Then the fluid from the eggs containing the viruses is harvested and processed and used to create vaccines. Because this fluid from eggs is used in creating most flu vaccines, most types of flu vaccines do contain a small amount of egg protein, which may trigger an allergic response in people with egg allergies. So, should people with egg allergies avoid getting annual flu shots? Not necessarily. Here's how egg allergies work in brief. When someone with an egg allergy gets egg in their system, their immune system goes into attack mode against the proteins in the whites and/or the yolks of the egg. Their immune system sends out a barrage of compounds to defend itself. This battle between allergens and your body's defense compounds, most notably histamine, triggers allergy symptoms, which can range from a mild rash to life-threatening anaphylaxis. This doesn't mean that people with egg allergies shouldn't get flu shots. The CDC now recommends that people with a history of egg allergies, regardless of the severity, are okay to receive any licensed, recommended, and age-appropriate influenza vaccine. This decision is based on studies of both the nasal spray vaccine and the flu shot in people with and without egg allergies. The rate of anaphylaxis after all vaccines is 1.31 per 1 million doses given. That's super low. The CDC does recommend that people with a history of severe allergic reactions to eggs, that is, anyone who has gotten anything more serious than hives from eggs, be vaccinated in a medical setting, such as a hospital, clinic, health department, or doctor's office, by a healthcare provider trained to recognize and manage an allergic response, just as a precaution. They'll keep an eye on you for about half an hour, just to make sure you don't have a negative reaction. But the risk of a bad reaction to a flu vaccine due to an egg allergy is so low, and the benefits of having the vaccine, and thus probably avoiding getting sick or passing the disease on to people around you, are so high that experts recommend it anyway. Flu vaccines made via an entirely different, non-egg-related process are much more rare, but they do exist. If you're interested in getting one of these, check with a healthcare provider for potential availability. Today's episode is based on the article, Can You Get a Flu Shot If You Have an Egg Allergy? On HowStuffWorks.com, written by Jennifer Walker Journey. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.